On Sundays, I'd love to go to the church where I'm a member, but I can't. It's closed along with all the others. Church services are something so many of us are missing. It's not all about the music, the liturgy, the preaching, and the architecture. Don't misunderstand me, all those things can play their part in making worship come alive. As important as all of them are, there's something else which is just as vital. It's when we gather together. Think of the word congregation. It's about people congregating, coming together. When Paul wrote his first letter to the Christians in the city of Corinth, he talked to them twice about what some churches call the Lord's Supper, some Holy Communion. Others call it the Eucharist, from a Greek verb meaning to give thanks. Since we're thinking this week about the importance of thanksgiving, let's ask the question, what exactly are we giving thanks for when we're able to gather together for that service in church? The answer comes in two parts. Firstly, it brings us together to give thanks for what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross. We'll be coming back to that later in Lent. Secondly, we can give thanks for one another. If you read Paul's letters to the New Testament Christians, he starts most of them with thanksgiving for their fellowship with him. As I look back on congregations I have belonged to since I first became a Christian more than 50 years ago, there are so many people I can think of who have encouraged me, befriended me, supported me, and on a few occasions lovingly rebuked me. But looking beyond our local congregations, there are all sorts of other people to give thanks for, whether we know them or not. Last spring, we stood on our doorsteps, clapped, blew whistles and banged saucepan lids to say a big thank you to all the National Health Service staff for the work they were doing. We've long since stopped clapping, but their work goes on, with greater and greater demands made upon them. Some have died of COVID, others are off sick, exhausted, or suffering from depression and post-traumatic stress. We owe them far more than we can imagine. Then there are the people keeping stocking our supermarket shelves, driving the lorries, delivering our food, keeping buses and trains running, and so many more, often at greater risk than the rest of us, because they deal face-to-face with the general public. We mustn't forget them, and however we can, we need to say a big thank you to them. Where would we have been without them? It really doesn't bear thinking about.